This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Are producer-funded programs like certain agriculture checkoffs really looking out for the producer? Mike Weaver heads up a group called the Organization for Competitive Markets, a so-called think tank with members from agriculture, academia, politics, and more. And he's here to tell us more about their recent annual meeting. But first, Mike, tell us more about the Organization for Competitive Markets and what you're all about.
We concentrate on agriculture. We're putting a big initiative on right now to try to get all sections of agriculture involved, including dairy. And that's, we want dairy to become completely involved if we can, if they will.
Competitive markets, I mean, the name says it all, an organization for competitive markets. Are you out there looking for the average farmer out there, trying to support them? Or?
Yes, sir. That's the idea. You know, our main concern is keeping American family farmers in business. We're terribly concerned that things don't get turned around in politics and in economics, that within 5, 10, 15 years, it don't matter when, the small American family farmer is going to be non-existent.
I know that the checkoff is if kind of a thorny issue for organizations out there like yours.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different checkoffs in the country. Most people don't realize it. There's so many. There's everything from soybeans to strawberries to dairy to the beef. And we have a major initiative going on right now on the beef checkoff to try to get it reformed on many different levels, including in Congress. We're convinced that the giant multinational corporations have taken over the funds that are generated by the beef checkoff and essentially using them against the farmers who pay it in. They're lobbying against country of origin labeling and against other regulations that we think are going to be beneficial to farmers, and we want to try to put a stop to that.
You're getting others involved to try to take action to stop the extinction of America's family farmers and our traditional agricultural practices. Mike Eby, who's been on Dairy Radio Now before from Pennsylvania, is also board chair of the National Dairy Producers Organization. And Mike, you have some views on the dairy checkoff as well.
I will say, though, that butter and cheese has risen, and I do know that there had been a major push for butter through the checkoff. So, you know, I'm not going to say all of the dollars were wasted. Where we fall, though, as an organization with National Dairy Producers, is if it is so good, let the farmer determine whether or not it's good and let him make the choice. At the very least, allow it to be a farmer decision individually and not block voted by the cooperative. So let the farmer determine whether or not it's a great program. Let him decide and let the results speak for themselves.
And as Mike mentioned, there are many different checkoffs out there for the agriculture industry, including the beef checkoff. And the latest news about exports to China has everybody very optimistic.
Well, something that they're not aware of is that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association got involved in that, representing the packers and not American farmers, and got them to agree to allow Canadian and Mexican beef to be included in that agreement and labeled as American beef when it's shipped from this country. So that, you know, that right there is a perfect example of how the multinational corporations that essentially run agriculture in this country and worldwide now are taking our own money and using it against us.
How we can get the producers, even the smaller producers, more involved? I mean, is there an answer, or is this just the way we're going? The bigger is taking over the smaller.
It's not that the small producer does not have a voice. It's that his voice has been hijacked. So if we need to do anything, we need to encourage the cooperatives to allow the producers in the dairy industry to have that voice again. The farmers want to speak. They have a mind of their own. And I believe that if you allow the producer to speak, you will have true representation.
We need to stop this hijacking of our checkoff dollars, too, and using it against us. You know, if the small American family farmers can speak out using their own money, if it's spent to their benefit instead of the benefit of the giant multinational corporations. I'd like to encourage people to go to our website, competitivemarkets.com, and check out everything that the Organization for Competitive Markets is doing for the American family farmer. The American public is not aware of the abuses that are going on when it comes to American family farmers, and they need to get informed and get behind us so that we can get this changed.
And that's Mike Weaver, who heads up the group Organization for Competitive Markets. You also heard from Mike Eby, board chairman of the National Dairy Producers Organization. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.